Friday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Pacific Coast Air Museum is fun for everyone to visit. It's a family-friendly, easily accessible, open-air museum right at the Sonoma County Airport, with over 35 historic aircraft on display and indoor exhibits, too. Bring your friends and family when they come to visit. There are lots of special events for kids and adults year-round, and the gift shop has a nice variety of aviation-themed gifts. The next time you need a venue for a party, reunion, meeting, or any type of event, remember, PCAM is available for all kinds of gatherings. You can set up under the Butler Hangar or mix and mingle among the aircraft. Either way, it will be a truly unique and memorable experience. Plenty of room for active children, docent-led tours are available, and there's a flight simulator available every Friday through Sunday. The Pacific Coast Air Museum is more than a museum. It's also a really cool place to hold your event. Find out more online at PacificCoastAirMuseum.org. PacificCoastAirMuseum.org.
Sleeping poorly on your mattress? Find your perfect mattress match and huge savings at the Mancini Sleep World Spring Clearance Sale. Get 50% off showcased Tempur-Pedic Adapt models and 50% off Casper mattresses. Plus, get free next-day delivery, old mattress removal, and in-home setup on over 7,000 mattresses in stock. The spring clearance sale is on now at Mancini Sleep World.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. But we're celebrating the best way we know how, with our biggest sale ever. From now to March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. It looks like Bob Melvin, the Giants manager, is bringing something back to the Giants, starting with respect, as he created a new policy requiring the Giants players to stand during the national anthem.
2.7, The Wolf. 70s. 80s.
I sing up in a smoky room.
90s.
Everything I do.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7, The Wolf.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through. Fate would twist the both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
Feel it too.
Waited on a line of
waited on a line
just to be the next to be with you.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up.
Saturday night.
This is the most crucial and serious time.
Then wake up an hour earlier to America's greatest hits on 102.7 The Wolf.
Make it all too clear, I need you so. and blood makes me whole.
Time for another check on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Well, despite the somewhat wet roadways, traffic doing okay so far in this Wednesday morning. Good morning, traffic sponsored by Audible. And we take a look at your southbound 101 drive. It is looking fine through Santa Rosa. It's a 32-minute drive from Petaluma to Central San Rafael if you're heading towards Marin County, with some slow going developing in the Narrows there. And westbound 37 out of Vallejo, typically slow from the Mare Island Bridge out to Skaggs Island Road. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Wow. 102.7 The Wolf.
Freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road and leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
Catch us online at thewolf.fm. 102.7 The Wolf.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. I'll be late for the door. I like that old-timer
102.7, The Wolf.
Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Voter turnout across Sonoma County was very low for this election, only 25.22%. Of the over 302 registered voters, only a little over 76,000 ballots were actually cast. In local election results this morning, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor, Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. Hermosillo captured over 78% of the vote. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a commanding win over Omar Medina. In the 5th District, that was won by Linda Hopkins, who ran unopposed. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 of 13 states on Super Tuesday. inching him closer to the Republican nomination, now with 995 delegates.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley won Vermont, preventing a clean sweep. And new in this morning, Nikki Haley will announce at 7 a.m. during a speech from Charleston, South Carolina, that she is officially suspending her campaign for president, essentially dropping out. She is not expected to endorse Donald Trump during that speech. We now know the name of the man killed in the shootout and car chase with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies on Monday, 53-year-old Jose Luis Villansor of Santa Rosa. Police confirmed he fired an AK-47 semi-automatic assault rifle at deputies multiple times before crashing into a fence. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight. And your forecast, mainly cloudy today, just a slight chance of a shower. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, clearing to mostly sunny skies and mild. We should have 60s. Finally, a dry day. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack.